Welcome to the Soul Summit podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Preedy. I'm here to help bridge the gap for women and families in the outdoors, build a community of adventure junkies, and roll out your weekly dose of positive vibes. With almost two decades in the health and fitness world and an untamable passion for hunting in the outdoors, my mission is to help you live your bucket list life and move boldly in the direction of your dreams. Meet us here weekly as I connect with like-minded outdoor men and women to discuss health and mindset, accountability, life and entrepreneurship, as well as all things hunting and epic untold stories. The Soul Summit podcast is brought to you by Maven Optics, Baku e-bikes, Hoyt Archery, Onyx Maps, and Sawyer Products. For more information on these companies or to access the Soul Summit podcast discount codes, be sure to check out our show notes. In this episode of the Soul Summit podcast, I get to talk to my dear friend, Chanel Riley. She is a kick-ass wildlife photographer based out of Montana now, but she was from Oregon originally. And throughout this episode, the central theme is going to be around Chanel's mantra of embracing discomfort for growth. We talk a ton about photography, her transition, but ultimately the theme is embracing discomfort for growth. And it's really cool because Chanel also shines light on the profound impact of mentorship in her journey, which has again been just a theme that we have fallen into on this season of the podcast. And she speaks really fondly of her own mentors and how those individuals who gave her that guidance and wisdom and helped navigate some of the complexities of wildlife photography and outlines what that looked like for her. These mentors not only provided technical and knowledgeable skills, but also imparted invaluable lessons on things like patience, observation, and the art of storytelling through her imagery. Actually, one of the earliest memories I have of interactions with Chanel was a piece of her artwork I saw on Instagram, and it was of this tulip field, and it was absolutely stunning. And I sent her a message and I said, hey, I'd love to buy this print from you. So she has been catching my eye with her photography for a long time. And she's also done lots of my content through new business launches and product launches and all kinds of things. So it's been really fun to see her grow and get to work with her. Chanel dives into the technical aspects of photography as well. She emphasizes the importance of understanding the camera settings and some of the nuances of shooting in natural light. Don't miss it. Towards the end of this episode, Chanel and I talk about five key elements to composition and the photography cheat sheet that she's created. You can receive this valuable resource by simply commenting photography on our social media post that goes along with this episode, but you can also find that embedded in the show notes. All right, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode with Chanel Riley. We are kicking off another episode of the Soul Summit podcast, and today I'm joined by my friend Chanel Riley on the other end. Welcome to the show, girl.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. Happy whatever day it is. That's pretty much all I can say anymore. They're all kind of running together, but welcome to the show. I'm excited to have you on. We're going to talk about photography and the cool retreat we just did and your business, but give our listeners a little bit more of just kind of a backstory into who you are, Chanel.
Well, I moved to Montana 4 years ago. I'm originally from Oregon. I actually met you through, I think, one of the sportsman shows. Probably 2018, I want to say. It's probably been that long. And then I went to one of your first women's archery camps there where you live. And that kind of just collectively rolled downhill for all of our adventures and things that we've done together since. It's funny. I almost bailed on that first archery camp. I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't know all these girls. The only person I know is you. And I ended up going, and it literally changed my life for independence and, you know, growing as who I am today and, you know, where I'm going with that now. And like the connections and the people that I've met because of you. And since then, it's just, it's kind of where it all started.
I love that. So we were just together in basically in your neck of the woods now. You're in Montana, and you were putting on that women's wildlife photography retreat. And I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna make this work, but I'm saying yes to this experience. Like, I'm going to go. I really want to learn more about my, you know, camera and how to use it properly and, you know, just go have this fun experience. And so it was great to go with you. And I was sitting in the back seat of the pickup, and you and Amber were in the front seat chit-chatting back and forth, just like, you know, poking the bear, and you guys were giving each other flack and, you know, just talking about these experiences, things that you've done, and you just had this connectedness. And I was like, stop for a second. I'm thinking, wait, where did these two meet? Like, I'm pretty sure that they met at one of the Her Outdoor Journey camps years ago. And it just honestly made me so happy to get to be just a small part of connecting other women who are like equally yoked, right? Like, you guys are going out and doing these adventures and having fun together, and she's coming to visit you in Montana. And I just think it's such an incredible thing. So it's super exciting to just see all the connections that you all get to make and stuff through this. It's pretty, you know, it's selfish for me too, because I get to have just wonderful friends with people like you all over. But talk to us a little bit more about how life has kind of evolved from you since we first met each other. You have definitely gone through what I would consider to be a really like an emotional growth spurt, and the things that you kind of had to toe the line for and what you're doing now. So walk us through what the last few years have kind of been like as far as your growth and saying yes to new opportunities.
Well, like we talked about, it started with your first camp, and then you had the second archery camp, and I came and just to be there, just to take pictures and capture what those girls were going to experience. And that kind of lit the fire. And then 4 years ago, I made the decision that I was going to do my first solo camp trip out of my car. And planned it for like 3 months and ended up going to the Steens Mountains to look for the wild horses. Rented a big camera lens, took my little dog. First solo trip I've ever done by myself. And that was terrifying, but like liberating at the same time, I guess is the best way to put it. That I was capable of doing those things and saying yes to the things that I wanted to do with life. Life had dramatically changed 4 years ago, change in relationships and work and all of those things. And I moved to Bend, and I lived in Bend for 6 months and lived on my own for that time frame. And when my lease was up, it was like, I'm going to Montana. There's no question about it. I'm going. And I packed everything in my car that I could possibly fit in that poor little car and my dog. And I drove 800 miles away from home and started life here. And that just opened a whole nother door to what I was going to do with my life and where I wanted to be. This place that I live in is perfect for photography and adventures and all of those things. So where do you begin? You know, I landed in Bozeman, and I'm an hour and a half from Yellowstone. So that just is an easy gateway for me to go take pictures and see things that I wouldn't have seen if I stayed in Oregon, mm-hmm. You know. The wildlife itself is just insane. So it's easy at my fingertips to get into. And then, is it 2022? I did my first wildlife retreat. Had three wonderful girls come that I'd never met before. They all had found me through another women's group through Facebook. And then the lady that came from Texas, she actually found me through the Yellowstone hashtag, which blew my mind for my post. And they came and they spent 5 days and they got to experience very similar to what you guys got to experience a couple weeks ago. And it's taken off from there. And now I just want to see it grow.
So I want to pause just for a little quick second here and go back to that Steens trip that you did. Mm-hmm. I remember intercepting some texts from you, and you were talking about the preparation. You were going to go over and do this solo adventure and, you know, big country over there and in a wild place, and just your excitement. I could, you know, sense a little bit of apprehension, but you were excited about the trip. And, you know, I too have experienced some of those moments where you really kind of own your way up to that discomfort. You know, you're like, I'm going to put myself in some elements here that don't bring out my best qualities, or, you know, they highlight some of the fears that I have. And when you came back, I feel like you had so much more confidence and like excitement. And it's like your passion was running so strong at that moment. I feel like you, you know, and of course your pictures were absolutely stunning of these horses and these landscapes, but talk to me about what you personally took away from that trip and what that experience did for you building your confidence in the long term.
Oh, that's a loaded question. I think the thing, like the biggest thing that I took away from it, honestly, was knowing that I'm capable of being comfortable with being uncomfortable. Like, it's not an easy thing to do anything on our own by ourselves that we've never done before, let alone like accepting that this is a scary thing to do. And, you know, I, like I said, I'd never done anything like that before. I've always had my hand held or didn't believe that I could do anything by myself. And to wake up at the Elver Desert, you know, in my car with the coyotes singing, and it was just me. I didn't have anybody there. I had to get up and build my own fire. I had to make my own breakfast. I had to watch the sunrise, which is, you know, a terrible thing, let me tell you. And I was like, okay, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can do hard things, and I can be comfortable with being uncomfortable, because that's what helps us grow. That's where that adventure began. Was I'm like, okay, hard things are okay. I can do this. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. When were you inspired to, you know, take a passion of yours, something that you love and are so skilled at, and present it to other women to where they could be involved and you could be hosting these incredible experiences for them?
I remember sitting in the shop with Cody, because I was working for Backcountry Fuel at the time. And I think I'd spend every weekend there. I literally spent every weekend in Yellowstone. And Cody asked me the question. He goes, why do you go by yourself? Why don't you take people with you? And I was like, I don't want to take people with me. Why would I do that? And the light bulb came on. I was like, I spend every weekend here. Why am I being selfish and not sharing this with other people? And that's what started it, was me being challenged to, you know, share it with other people, because I'm there all the time as it is. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, okay, how do I make this work? We're gonna run with this idea. How can I give independence and confidence and a new skill to other women who may be interested in it, but don't know how to get started? The photography world and the wildlife photography world is so male dominated, and it's intimidating, because in any male related industry, like it's really hard to get honest answers, you know, of how you do things, or, you know, how is it okay to be safe and still do these things? And I was like, well, I'm doing it, so why can't I share this and teach other people too?
I love that. It's so cool when you can take something that you're so passionate about and, you know, teach other people, but it's really rewarding. It's so cool when you watch the other person like have that light bulb moment where, you know, all of a sudden things click for them or make sense, and you can see their confidence begin to soar. It's like, to me in my business, like that's the ultimate win right there, is watching other people's success. So cool to like, even I feel like on this retreat that we just did, there were four of us girls and you as the guide. And I feel like I got to, like, I'm sure some of the women saw my light bulb moments, but I've got to see theirs as well. Like, you know, when they were running through settings, or you could just tell they captured like that great shot, you know, the thing that they were looking for. It's really cool to be a part of that. And I just appreciate so much that, you know, you don't keep your passion to yourself, you know, because I think it is really a great way of empowering other people too, when you can pass that along.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, because for me, I don't have very many people to go shoot with. I have my group of friends from Colorado, and they only come twice a year. you know, to encourage other people to want to come. Like, I have an open door policy at this point, you know, you and the girls that just came, like, you guys are welcome no matter what. Like, I have a spare room. If you guys want to come, it's an open door policy.
I know. It looks like you're in my bedroom right now, actually.
I am in your bedroom right now. But that's how it is. Like, with my first group, with Danny and Courtney and Kathy, Danny and Courtney know that they have an open door always. If they want to come, they just have to make the phone call. And Michaela, you met Michaela. And this is her second trip. She was my only girl that came last year. And so for her to come back and get to meet you guys and, you know, be a part of a group versus it just be her and I is something special too for her to experience that too. So
it was really cool for me. You know, I've been in the hunting industry for a decade now, and, you know, I've worked with a lot of great companies and partners and been a part of a lot of product shots and, you know, commercials and stuff like that. So I've got to do like with other people, but getting to kind of like unplug a little bit with a camera and go and shoot wildlife, I thought was incredible. Like, to me, that was so much more fun. It's like, you can't stage anything. You can put yourself in, you know, the best position that you think you can get into safely with these animals, but it's just so raw and organic. And there were several times on this, you know, trip a couple weeks ago with you and the girls, that I just was like awestruck, like, what an incredible place, you know? And then I kept thinking, like, this is an hour and a half, like, from your front door. How cool to be able to have this, and share that. Like, I'm still just incredibly grateful. You know, I'll find myself every once in a while, I'll go through the pictures that we just took on my phone, and I'm just like, holy cow, like, I captured this Nat Geo photo. Like, I know it's not really that good, but you know what I mean? To like I was there in that moment and took that picture. Talk to me a little bit about what was your inspiration when you put a camera in your hand for the first time, and if that's been kind of a linear path for you, or if you've found a few different things over the course of your photography journey that you've really enjoyed shooting.
So photography, I mean, it's always been in my life. Like, it's always, my mom's always had the camera. But I want to say it was 2017. We were going to the 3D archery shoots and I didn't have a bow yet. So I packed my camera. And so it started in that archery world before it started wildlife. And then I've dabbled in portrait work. I've done weddings, you know, I've done newborn shots, maternity shoots, you know, all the things. And then I want to say that my depression kind of kicked in for a while. Life wasn't the greatest. And where I lived in Jefferson, the Ankeny Wildlife Refuge was, you know, 20 minutes from my house. And so on those days where it was really bad, it's like, okay, let's go out here. Let's go be with the birds. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all waterfowl out there. And I started really like just spending the time being patient. And I don't know if you know anything about waterfowl. They don't like people. They don't want to be around you. So to be able to sit and be calm and quiet and capture what they do was, it lit my fire. I'm like, okay, I want to do more. And then I started spending time in Central Oregon, you know, outside of Sisters, and trying to find the mule deer in the snow in the wintertime. And it was like, okay, this is my happy place. Mm-hmm. This is where I want to be. I was looking at pictures just yesterday of like the geese from the wildlife refuge to my photography now, which has been, what, 2018 to now has been what, six, 7 years? My math's six. Not great. Mm-hmm. And just to see how far I've grown in my abilities, and, you know, to know that that's what lit that fire is pretty neat.
That's really cool. You know, I think there's, you know, I've had a camera for a long time, and it's funny because I've never, you know, really considered too much of like setting it up or, you know, what I'd be most interested in shooting. You know, just, I kind of just thought of photography as being a little bit more general. Like, you can just take good pictures, but it's like people do kind of, you know, find their areas of specialty, whether it's babies or landscapes or, you know, wildlife or whatever. So it's pretty cool that, you know, even if you're talking about something as general as photography, there's so many ways you can like deep dive and really like pursue the things that really inspire you.
Yeah. It's a rabbit hole for sure. You know, because to photograph like waterfowl versus photographing bull elk in the rut, I don't use anywhere close to the same settings. And then having to have that knowledge and manage how to adjust it for the circumstances that I'm in. Mm-hmm. It's taken a long time to figure it out. And I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. Like I learn something new every time I put my camera in my hand. So
specifically talking about photography, what do you feel like have been some of the practices or things that you've done that have helped refine you into a better photographer?
Shoot every day that I can. The more you have it in your hand, the more you learn. I have like a mentor. He's out of Oregon. He was a portrait photographer part-time for over 30 years. And I met him at Northwest Mountain Challenge at Hoodoo. And he was like, okay, this is my suggestion to you. If you're self-taught, take a picture in auto and look at the settings. Mm. He goes, and then from that, figure out what you need to adjust to make that picture the way you want it versus what auto in the camera thinks it should be. And so it was minor adjustments to that, but it really helped me understand the settings because I didn't have somebody to, you know, put me through a course or to go to a community college and take photography classes. And I just started researching on, you know, lenses and shutter speeds and camera settings that way.
I think that's great. And something that, you know, instantly comes through my mind is, you know, for areas of archery or hunting or anything you want to learn, having a mentor can be a super valuable resource. Not necessarily what my mind automatically goes to when it comes to photography, but do you feel like finding a mentor is important if you want to, you know, refine your skills?
I do. Because there's always going to be somebody who has experienced something similar to you and has already gone through those painful struggles that you find. Mm-hmm. Like, why are my birds blurry? Or, you know, I have this 600 millimeter lens, but I can't seem to get it to focus right. And there's always going to be somebody who's already been through that struggle mm-hmm. point. And it's helped me a lot. And I ask all the questions, which is huge because I'm never going to know it all. Mm-hmm.
So outside of, you know, leaning on a mentor or, you know, having gone to college for photography, what are some other valuable ways that you can learn good skills?
I would say do your research on the camera that you have. There is an unlimited amount of internet resources for beginners. I started out with a Sony A6000 and I bought a book on it. And it gave you every scenario, setting, and, you know, question that you could possibly have on how to operate that camera to its fullest potential. I'm not a book reader by any means, but it definitely, like, the points that I needed help with, it definitely led me in the right direction.
Perfect. Okay. Anything else you would add on that list for learning camera? I'm like, this is a really great spot to plug what you do because what you do teaches people. So, I'll help you out here because I know it's sometimes hard to talk about yourself, but I really do feel like what you're doing is a great connection piece for all of these women to come and get to spend a good time, out in these great places with you learning. But, I think it's also really cool because it's the hands-on experience. You know, you're out there in the elements with wildlife all around you with a camera in your hand, you know, and at this particular camp with a long lens that you rented so that I could figure out, like, do I even, you know, want to run this long lens? I'm telling you what, my left forearm was sore for a couple of days and I sound like a total baby right now, but I'm like, man, this thing is heavy. And it's a lot to, you know, to be thinking about breathing and framing your shot and the animals are moving and the light's kind of changing and now they're in the shadow, you know? And so there's a lot mm-hmm. of pieces going on, but, you know, back to the original point, talk about how people can come to a retreat like yours and how you teach them to be better photographers.
Well, my business is, it's called Gypsy Wild Adventures. It's women-based photography workshop, pretty much. I've only been doing one every winter, just as I'm growing, but I can't wait to, you know, put more on, whether we do winter ones or we do spring for, you know, all the babies, because May brings, you know, every baby you could imagine.
I'm here for it. I am so here for it. I just got butterflies. Let's do, yes, come on, bring on the babies.
But my workshop is 5 days, four nights. And we are in it from day one, hands-on with the wildlife. And it's all skill levels. So beginner, you know, Chris was 100% a beginner, and, you know, to experience people like myself or Michaela, and whether it becomes just an experience for somebody to see Yellowstone and the wildlife up close and have somebody be able to guide them to, you know, be close to red fox or the coyotes, or, you know, in the spring with the mama bears and their babies, to, you know, beginners who have never had a camera in their hand or they don't have a camera. I rent all the equipment, so, you know, it's there. I use Sony because it's my preferred brand, but I feel like it's a user friendly, you know, system and camera to use, and, you know, and then we go, and it's never the same. You guys seen that, like each day was 100% different from what we got into.
It's so much fun though. It's just a great experience. You know, you put together just such a fun way to go see the park too, you know, with the snow coach that one day, and just, you know, having the freedom to a little bit to just sit in the back of the truck. And do you want to stay and watch these things a little bit longer? Do you want to sit here and wait, you know, to see if the wolves come back to this kill? It's just cool because it was relaxing. It was a relaxing, but really uplifting and kind of adventurous way to learn my camera. And I'm so appreciative of that time. I'm already jonesing and looking forward to getting back to Montana again. In fact, I just had to postpone a trip and I was like, wait, is this a perfect opportunity to go back to Montana? And then I was like, no, I was literally just there yesterday. Okay, like, let's move forward for another minute. But we should really be downplaying how amazing Montana is. Don't go there. It's terrible. The people suck. Yeah. It's awful. Ugh.
It was 15 degrees this morning and now it is snowing. So, you know, it's a terrible place. Don't come here.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, what is going to be on the exciting list for you this year, Chanel?
Oh, goodness. I am in the process of trying to plan a spring trip. I'm not sure if it's going to quite come together yet, but that's my plan. And then I'm shooting for fall, the elk rut. In Yellowstone, possibly Rocky Mountain, not quite sure yet on that one. And then just planning for winter of 2025 for ladies retreats. I would like to have a handful of those, if I can share it. But other than that, I've got, hunting season's coming too. It's coming so fast. And then my new love is waterfowl hunting, so that can't get here soon enough.
I love it. That's awesome.
It's just packed. We're busy, whether we're fishing or I have my camera in my hand, you know, we're always busy.
I just need to know if you have a punch card system lined out, because I'm going to need to go on one of every one of those vacations and experiences.
We can work something out for you.
Perfect. I'm like, do you have a passport? Let's go. Let's start in Australia. Let's go.
Oh, that's on my list. I need to get on that.
Jess Harris introduced me to somebody the other day at the Sportsman Show. And as I'm introducing and we're talking, and she's like, yeah, Courtney's like the friend that's like calls you on Wednesday. And she's like, hey, you want to go to Africa on Friday? I'm like, I can't help it. I'm just ready to say yes to adventure. You know, life is short. We're here to have fun and meet good people and make some memories.
Well, if you decide that you want to go to Africa with your camera, I know a guy who will take us, and that is what he does, is Africa retreats. So, I mean, that's always a possibility.
I mean, it sounds like we're going to Africa.
Deal.
Awesome. Well, deal. Where can people reach out and learn a little bit more about you and these photography retreats?
You can either find me Instagram at gypsy.chanel or my business page, which is Gypsy Wild Adventures. And then we have my website at gypsywildadventures.com too.
Awesome. And before we go, I want to make sure that there's, we talk about this, but there's a resource that we're going to attach in the show notes for this. And Chanel is going to put together a photography cheat sheet that will help kind of newbies get a hold of their camera, get a basic understanding of some things that will help them shoot a little better photography. Well, thanks for doing that. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you. I know you've had a long day. And thank you so much. Looking forward to the next adventure with you, Chanel.
It'll happen soon, friend. It'll happen soon.
Once again, thank you for tuning into the show. We hope that your cup is full and you're ready to embrace your untamable vibe. If you enjoyed the show, could you do us a favor? Help us grow our audience by sharing your favorite episode on social media, sending the episode to a friend, and leaving us a review online. We love to hear from you. One more thing, be sure to press that subscribe button and never miss a weekly episode. See you next week.